Lord, we just want to thank you. Hallelujah. We just want to praise your name. Glory to God. Thank you for who you are, what you've been to us. Go ahead. You may open your mic if you want to. Just praise the Lord. Just thank him for all that he has done for us this year. Praise the Lord. All the goodness and all his mercies that he has shown us. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. To make sure that we are often praying. I'm going to do that in this room today. Praise the Lord. Now, the prayers that we're going to make in today's room will be based on certain scriptures. But I cannot cover all of the scriptures that we put into, the script that I will send to you for tomorrow. I'm going to leave that for tomorrow. We may cover some of it today. I don't know. But I've got some things that I want us to pray about today. You know, but we always have to pray. You know, Jesus gave an example. He was always praying. Many times early in the morning, you know, he would be out praying before the other disciples would be looking for him to find him. You know, prayer, prayer, prayer. That was how he did it. That's how he won his victories. He was always praying. You know, and it's been said that a prayerless Christian is a powerless Christian. Well, I don't even know if there's a Christian or a believer that can be prayerless. If you are prayerless, you can't even be a believer in my books. You know, because the whole scripture is full of it. I mean, all those things that the psalmist wrote, most of it is prayer. And so I can go on and on and on about the need for prayer. But more importantly, this is the one I want to focus on. And I've touched on this, you know, within the last week, I've touched on it. You know, when I did the sound of abundance of rain, I touched on it. When the Lord promises something, now you've got something to latch onto. You know, like I've often said, if you don't know what was promised, then to you, it was not a promise because you don't even know it. It's only a promise if you know it. If you don't know it, it's not a promise as far as you're concerned. You know, now, so, but if you know it, you know what was promised from God, then what you going to do? You're going to have to pray that thing through. Jesus knew before the world began that he was the Lamb of God, slain for redemption of those who are ordained to eternal life. He knew it, but he had to pray it through. You know, and Elijah, he knew the rain was coming. God told him already, you know, but he had to pray through. And at first, it didn't look like the rain was coming, you know. So on and on and on. I mean, I don't want to preach too long today. So you got the picture. When the promise is given, you've got to pray it through. You know, the guard that you have around that promise, you know, it's like you build a hedge around that promise. It's composed of your prayer and your faith. You know, that's how you do it. You know, so I've talked about the prayer. Let me briefly mention the faith. Faith is so key. It's not exactly your prayer that God answers. It's your faith. You know, because without faith, it's impossible to please the Lord. If you're praying and you don't have any faith, and people do that all the time. I mean, we'll be praying, but we have no faith at all. We do not believe. you know, that what we're praying about is coming to pass. And, you know, that's evidence in the way some people even pray. I mean, we pray these, you know, beggarly kind of prayers that we don't even, we're not even sure if God's going to do it or not. I mean, some people pray, you know, when they are faced with illness or sickness, either for themselves or loved ones, say, Lord, if it is your will. What kind of prayer is that? You need to figure out, you know, before you even pray, that it is the will of God for you to be healed. And so, you know, we don't even have prayer, I mean, faith. You pray one way and then you get up and go and do exact opposite of what you just prayed about. Well, that's not faith. You know, faith is what actually causes the prayers to be answered. And the best way to use our faith is to just exercise the word of God. That's it. Because you know already that the word of God will accomplish what it said. It cannot return void. You already know that. Isaiah 55 tells us that. So then just use the word of God. That's the all you got to do. Use the word of God in prayer. That's it. And I want people to practice that more often. Don't just go on a rant when you're praying. Use the word of God. Hallelujah. The quickest way, you know, people say that the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. You know, but I can tell you that the shortest distance between where you are and what you are believing God for is your faith in your prayer that is based on the word of God. That's it. If God didn't say it and you are praying for it, well, maybe you'll get it, maybe you don't. Won't get it. I don't know. But if he said it, then, and you are, you know, aligned with that, you know what he already said, you are aligned with that, you are praying along and declaring what he already said, and that's the quickest way to get your prayers answered, repeating his word by faith. Hallelujah. So let's do that more often as we close out this year and as we go up through next year. Let's be using the word of God. You know, don't come up to God with your own words. You know, you can't be justified if your own words alone. But if your words are based on his words, then that's a, you know, that's the shortcut to your answer. Because you are praying what he wills, what he already said. So that's what we're going to be focusing on today. But because it is a day of fasting, I must also read to you some scriptures. Because what they did back then in the day of fasting was they always read the scriptures and they always prayed and they did a bunch of things also. So let's take a peek at Nehemiah chapter 9 and see how they did it. And this was a fasting day. You know, that they picked out. And this is what we must do on the fasting day. Now, in the 24th day of the month, the children of Israel were assembled with fasting. Take a note that this was with fasting. Some of them came with sackcloth, they came with ashes upon them. And take a look at all these things they did. They separated themselves, the seed of Israel separated themselves. I'm reading Nehemiah chapter 9. Now I'm in verse 2. Separated themselves from all strangers. Now, this is part of what we do during fasting. Sometimes we call it consecration. Well, that's part of the separation from all the things that are distracting. You know. And they stood and confessed their sins. And so we're going to do that today. And the iniquities of their fathers. Well, we're going to do that for our children. You know. And we're going to. And they stood in their place and read in the book of the law of the Lord their God. Well, so we're going to read in the book of the law. But how long did they read? Well, I'm not going to take that much time today. They read 1/4 part of that day. Can you believe it? I mean, how many people can actually endure that today? we sit down and read the scriptures in the assembly for 3 hours straight. You know, their day was based on 12 hours. So 1/4 will be 3 hours. Just sit down and read the scriptures in the congregation. Well, what about on your own? Can you do it? You know. And then for another fourth part of the day, that's 3 hours, they confess their sins and worship the Lord. That's amazing. Now, if people can do this, we'll have real revival. But we can't do it. I mean, everything is so quick these days. As a matter of fact, I know that, you know, where I go to church, you know, by the time we've spent an hour plus, people think it's a long service. You know, I don't know what it is with the people. I mean, you know, they just think, oh, the service is long. The service is long. You've only been there an hour and a half, maybe, you know, maybe 2 hours, you know. So this is that's how the flesh operates. The flesh cannot stand the presence of God. You know, so, but we need to train the flesh, put it in its place. Where does the flesh belong? On the altar of sacrifice. That's where it belongs. Put it on fire. Right there. You know, so, but we're going to do some elements of this today. Maybe some fraction of it. Read some scripture. I'm already reading scripture right now. Then we're going to pray and confess our sins. Why is confession so important? Well, I covered some of that yesterday. You know, because, you know, if we hide iniquity, you know, the Lord will not, you know, hear us. You know, that's, you know, what the scripture says. You know, so if we read in the book of, you know, Isaiah, here's what he tells us. He says that, you know, the hand of the Lord is not shortened, you know, that he cannot save, neither is his ear deaf, that he cannot hear, you know, but it is our iniquities, you know, that's, oh, by the way, that's Isaiah 59. It is by our iniquities that have separated between you and your God. So let's read Isaiah 59, verses 1 and 2. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that he cannot save, neither is his ear heavy, that he cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, so that he will not hear. So this is the reason why it's important to confess those sins and get them out of the way, so they will not block our prayers. Now, the prayers that we're praying today are very important. We're praying into the closeout of this year and the future year that's coming in a couple of days. So it's very important for us to make sure that our sins will not be blocking the prayers. So we'll be praying and confessing our sins. And again, you know, we have assurance from the Lord that if we confess our sins, right, you know, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You can read that in 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Now, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins. You know, but it is a two-part work that the Lord does for us when we do confession the right way. It's not just to forgive us our sins, you know, just covering up the sin, you know, and not changing anything in the lives of the people. They will go right back to it and then come back again. There's a religion that comes every so often and say, Father, it's been X number of days since I have, you know, made my last confession. And then they go on a rant, and then the man says, well, I absolve you from this and this. And then they go again. They come back the next time. Well, that's not how God wants to do it. What he wants to do it is cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That is so key, you know, when we are praying for, prayer of confession. People forget that. People just say, Lord, forgive me, and so on, and then move on. No, that's not enough. We must not only pray that God should forgive us, we must pray that he should cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, that's what we are going to do today. Now, if we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar. And his word is not in us. So, let's not be overmuch righteous. And let's come before the Lord. Now, just because we're confessing our sins doesn't make us sinners. You know, we're not sinners, but we may have sinned. And we will confess our sins. And we will ask God to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. There's a lot of sins that we brush aside. It's not just only the big giant sins. It's even the little foxes that spoil the vine. Disobedience to the voice of the Holy Spirit. That's one that many of us are guilty of. In fact, almost all of us are guilty of that. The Holy Spirit tells you something, but you don't do it. You know, just don't do it. You know, so that one is a major problem for many of us. You know, and then what about unforgiveness? You know, somebody does something to you, you just can't forgive them. You know, that's a major, major problem to many of us. You know, and the Lord has warned us about these things. If you do not forgive, neither will your Heavenly Father forgive you. But yet we just shrug our shoulders and go on. You know, as if we're the one that wrote the book. Well, you can't change God's word. You know, so there are many other sins. You know, this disobedience is like a sin of rebellion when we do not sanctify his word. You know, there are many other little things, you know, that we do. Sometimes we don't even know we are doing them. This tongue is a world of fire. Sometimes this tongue will just say things that should not even be said. I mean, we just do things anyhow, say things anyhow. You know, these things, you know, defile, you know. Jesus said, look, the things that come out of your mouth defile you. And these are sins. But, you know, sometimes we don't remember. Now, so in a time of consecration, that's the time we bring all these things before the Lord. And we bring them before the Lord sincerely for him to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That means remove the propensity for sin. Remove that sin nature from us. Hallelujah. So that's what we're going to be praying today. We're going to confess our sins, you know, and the Holy Spirit will bring to your remembrance. Jesus said he will convict. Now, the Holy Spirit, he never condemns. You know, anything that condemns is not from the Lord. So let's be clear about that, you know. God doesn't condemn us, but he will convict us, you know. So that's what we're told, you know. As long as we are not walking after the flesh, if we're walking after the flesh, it is our own heart that will condemn us, not God. But in Romans chapter 8, it tells you there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the law of the flesh, but after the law of the spirit and life, you know. But when you are walking in the flesh, the Holy Spirit will convict you. Your own flesh, your heart will condemn you. If our heart condemns us before God, we're told, then God is greater. But God will not condemn you. He will convict you, though. He will bring you to the cross. Hallelujah. That's what the Holy Spirit does. He'll testify of me, Jesus said. He will bring you to the cross. There's always room for us to come back to that cross and be cleansed. So that's number one part of our confession. Now, once we are done with that, then we are going to move on to the things that are uppermost in our hearts for the closeout of this year and moving through next year. And I'll have some things that I want to call out call them out in prayer. And let's pray over those things. And then you may have some things that you want to pray about. Let's do it too. Now, we have a cloud of witnesses here today. Before we get started to the in this prayer session in a few minutes, I want to require that we all be in unity. That's so important. So the first prayer that we are going to pray after, you know, the thanksgiving to the Lord for bringing us thus far, and then the confession of our sins, the first prayer that we are going to pray after that is to agree with the others that are praying. You know, as long as they are praying according to the will of God, we will pray that, Lord, my brother and my sister that is praying according to thy will, I come in agreement with them that the Lord will give them an answer of peace. We're going to do that first before you pray for yourself. And how do you do it? Well, you look to the person on this app right now, to your right, to your left, to your above you, below you. Pray for all the people around you. Call their names even, you know, and say, look, they are praying. There's something that's uppermost in their heart right now. They are praying for that. And I come in agreement with them as much as they are praying according to the word of God. Because then the scripture empowers us by saying that if any two of you shall agree concerning anything that you ask, and if you agree with your brother, you know, if they are praying according to the will of God, then that's, you know, God will help us in this room. And then we begin to pray. And as the Holy Spirit moves me, I may release some things, and you can release some things too. It's not only me that can release. We can all release. What is this so-called prophetic release? I've talked about prophetic prayers. You know, it's praying according to the word of God, using the word of God in prayer. What is prophetic release? It's the same exact thing. You know, so you take the word of God, you speak it forth, you release it over your life or the life of somebody else. That's a prophetic release. It's prophetic because it's the word of God. You know, I've talked about this so many times in Psalm 103, verse 20. The angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening to the voice of his word. When you give voice to the word of God, most often the written word of God, and you give voice to it, that's a release. Because now you released the word. And once you release the word, well, you know, scripture says that the Lord gave the word and great is the company that published it. So when you release the word like that, there's a company of angels that were waiting. All they were waiting for is to hear the word. You know, the kingdom of God is like unto, the Lord showed me this parable one time. The Lord shows me many things by parables. You know, showed me this parable one time. The kingdom of God is like this. And in the parable, there were angels. Some of them standing around, idle. Some of them moving back and forth. You know, I mean, just going like lightning, back and forth. And they were excited, too, to be doing the things they're doing. These others that were standing idle folded their arms. They looked bored. They even looked out of it. And like, what are these that stand idle here? What are these other ones? And he said, look, these ones that are idle, these were assigned to some folks, you know, because remember, the Bible says that, what are his angels? Well, they are ministering spirits sent forth to minister for the heirs of salvation. So these ones, well, those heirs that they were sent for to minister for, they're not declaring anything. So they can't do anything. They're idle and they are bored. You know, these other ones that are going back and forth like lightning, well, the people that they were assigned to minister on their behalf, they are declaring the word of God. And the moment these ones hear that word, they go into action. I say, oh, I say, yep. You know, so that's it, ladies and gentlemen. That's a prophetic release. You know, it's not just prayer. You're not asking God to do or say, or you're asking, or so you're declaring. Jesus gave us an example. There are times when you pray, and there are times when you release. You know, Ecclesiastes 3 talks about it. First 8 verses say there's a time for everything. Well, there's a time for prayer, there's a time for release. The release example that Jesus gave us in Mark 11, verses 23 to 24, in verse 22, he says, have faith in God, or have the faith of God. And then he begins to tell them, you know, if you will say to this man, that's not prayer. That's a prophetic release. You know, there are times he told them to pray. You know, Matthew 21, 22 says, all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Now, that's prayer. So that's a, you know, you use your faith to believe on the word of God. That's prophetic prayer. But when you come to prophetic release, you don't pray. You just release the thing. You say to the mountain. You didn't say pray to the mountain or pray about the mountain. No. He said, if you will say. Now, that's a prophetic release now. If you will say to the mountain, be thou removed and cast into yonder sea or yonder place or whatever. Now, if you will say it and don't doubt it, but believe those things that you said, not you prayed, but that you said, and you shall have whatsoever you say. But all of that comes in the posture of prayer. You know, comes in the posture of prayer. But within that prayer, at times you are praying and at times you are releasing. It's all mixed together. So that's what we're going to be doing here today. You know, so we're praying, we're releasing. We're praying, we're releasing. And the Holy Ghost is the one that's enabling you to do it. Whatever the Holy Ghost is bringing in your mind, you know, do it and believe it. Praise God. And if the Holy Spirit inspires you to release a word for yourself, release the word for yourself. You know, I've been encouraging people to walk in the prophetic. This is how you walk in the prophetic. You don't have to be a prophet, but you walk in the prophetic because the voice of his word is always in you. That's a prophetic, you know, walk in the prophetic, use his word. All the time. Paul said we have the mind of Christ. Do you? You know, there are many things that Paul says, you know, but many of us, you know, do not measure up. For instance, Paul says we are not ignorant of the devices of the devil. Are you not? Many believers are actually ignorant of the devices of the devil. You know, they don't know how the devil operates. You know, so, but we should not be ignorant. And we should operate in the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ is given to us in the scriptures. And when we use the scriptures to release what God already said for us, we can pray. We can pray about it. We can also release it. So it's prayers, it's release. So that's why I titled this room, Fire Today is Coming. And we're going to do, I call it prayer fire. We're going to do prophetic prayers and release. Glory to God. Now, I think I've explained it enough, and we're ready to go. Now, I want everyone to put on their prayer mantle. Praise the Lord. You know, going to prayer sometimes, you know, some people don't really know that this is a battle. There are rules of engagement. I've explained some of the rules to you already. But, you know, when you're praying, it's not a, look, you know, it's not a thing where you just pray and then you walk away. No, that's not how it works. You're going to pray until something happens. That's what some people call that push, P-U-S-H, pray until something happens. Well, you pray, you get a hold of God. Scripture says those that make mention of the Lord, give him no rest until he establish the thing that you're praying about. You can read the story of, you know, Jacob in Genesis 32. He got a hold of the angel of the Lord, and you know, he said, look, you know, nobody's going anywhere today until you bless me. So, you know, read that in Genesis 32 from like verse 30, 24, you know, and he wouldn't let go until he got a blessing. That's how we need to pray sometimes. So let's be determined. It's not every time that we have opportunity to pray that kind of prayer. Sometimes you have to pray a quick prayer and move on because, you know, of commitments here and there. That's okay. But occasionally you set time apart to do this kind of prayer, which we're about to do now. And this is the time that is set apart for this kind of prayer. So this is traveling in prayer. Glory to God. You know, and that's like you get a hold of the scriptures, you get a hold of God, and you pray that thing through. You pray the sound of that abundance through. Whether it takes seven times or how long it takes, you pray through. You stay right there. Don't give an inch. Praise the Lord. And then when you feel a confirmation and a quietness and assurance in your spirit, then you know it's done. The Bible says the Spirit of God witnesses with our own spirit. So when the Holy Spirit gives you that witness, and if you don't have that witness, you come back some more time and pray again. You know, when you have that witness, then you begin to praise the Lord. Glory to God. So we're going to go into prayers now. I will give a few instructions, because I want everybody to actually participate in this prayer. But it's difficult when everybody is praying. It's difficult for me to get people's attention. So here's what I want you to do. While you are praying, I want you to look at a photo at the top of the screen. You know, when I begin to go like this, you know, that's tapping my mic. That means I'm telling us to round up and quieting down. You know, sometimes people just go on and on and on. And I can't get anybody's attention. So that will be rules for today. You can release your mic and begin to pray along when we call out the topic. And then I'll let people pray for several minutes on that. And then I want to try to get a handle on it so we can go on to the next topic. I will rapidly tap my mic like that. That's a signal for you to wind down and listen for the next prayer call, and so on and so forth. All right. So we're going to get started right now. The first thing we want to do is, of course, give glory to God for where we are. He brought us this far, and he's going to take us all the way. Hallelujah. So that's the first thing. And I want you to take some time. We did a little bit of it at the beginning of this room. We're going to do some more of it now. Because the scripture says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Come into his courts with praise. Bring a psalm and so forth. You know, so we're going to come not asking God anything right now in this first session, but just thanking him. You know, how many deliverances has God given you this year? Perhaps from accident, perhaps from disease, perhaps from sickness. You know, perhaps you've got, advancement or this and that, whatever it is that you can just recount, and the Holy Spirit will bring it to your remembrance. You know, then tell him and give him the praise and give him the glory for what he has done. We have a proverb in my natural language, which is called the Yoruba language. For some of you who speak that language, the proverb literally says, you know, that someone who is thankful for yesterday's benevolence will receive something today. You know, so if you are thankful for something that someone did for you before, then you're going to get something else. You know, that's just kind of a translation, you know. So let's pray. Right now, you may release your mic and watch out for when I blink my mic rapidly to call us back to attention for the next one. All right, let's go. Everybody, open your mic and begin to pray and thank the Lord. And if you are in the audience and you want to join, raise your hand and we'll bring you up. We want everybody to engage in this. Praise the Lord. Thank you for all that you've done, all that you are, all that you will do. Thank you for And if you are in a place where you can't speak, try to find a place where you can speak, because we want you to be a part of this. Oh, thank you, Father. Glory to God. I thank you, Lord God Almighty. I praise your name, Lord, from the rising of the sun to the going down the same, and indeed from the beginning of this year until now. I thank you for all the various mercies, all the various things that you have done for me and my family through this year, January, my goodness, for February, for March, for April. Thank you for what you did in June and July and August. Thank you for what you did in September, October, November, and now December. This year, Lord, we have seen, you know, progress. Thank you, Lord. We have seen healings. We have seen deliverances. We have even seen travel mercies. Thank you, Lord, because my wife and I traveled to Nigeria, and you were with us, and you did not allow any man to hurt us, not allow any evil to befall us. We thank you, Lord, for healings that we have received this year, Lord. There are many things we've called upon you for, and you have done it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all of your mercies, all of your goodness. Ah, Lord, God Almighty, you are the one that is the great God before whom there shall nothing be impossible. And indeed, you have shown that to us this year. You have shown us your great power. You have shown us all the things that you have done for us this year. We've seen it, and we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that every day of this year so far, we have gone to bed and we have woken up. We thank you for the breath of life. We thank you for provision, Lord, that we're not out on the street this year. Glory to God. We thank you because you have given us comfort, even in all our tribulations. We thank you, Lord, because of the angel of the Lord that has encamped around us this year, saving us different times from accidents, from mistakes that we could have made that would have caused us tragedy. But you've been there, Lord. We thank you. We give you praise and give you glory. I thank you, Lord, for the forgiveness of sins and for the healing of our sicknesses and diseases. We give you praise and we give you glory, Lord. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy holy name. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. And Lord, for putting, giving us food to eat, for giving us shelter, for giving us clothing on our backs, you know, for supplying our needs, oh God. Ha! Makaro shandalarabo sukandil. Thank you, Lord, because this year I can indeed say that the young lions may lack and they may suffer want, but you have not allowed me nor my family to suffer lack or want this year. And I give you praise. I give you glory. I thank you, you know, for the enablement of the Holy Spirit for one solid year since October last year to stand in here every single day and give a lesson. I thank you for that grace. Blessed be thy holy name. I thank you, Lord, for the people that have joined us on this platform. Glory to God. Thank you for meeting their needs as well. And many prayers, Lord, that we have raised up to you in this place. And then, so you have answered, and you have answered us back, and we give you praise. We give you glory. Thank you for that. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, what we are going to pray about now is confession. That's the next thing. You know, they stood and confessed their sins. All the times that we disobeyed the Holy Spirit. Now, many times, you know, even where you are now, you might have been way ahead, you know, but because of disobeying the unction of the Holy Spirit, because of not, you know, hearkening to his voice, here is where we are. Well, we talked about repentance yesterday. Despite anything that we may have done wrong, any errors we may have made, errors in judgment, you know, foolishness, whatever we may have done, you know, to bring whatever situation upon ourselves where we are in, we acknowledge our sins before the Lord. So let's do it. That's the next prayer. Go ahead. You know, confess your sins before the Lord and just ask for his grace and ask for his mercy. Father, I ask you, Lord, for the grace of God, your mercy upon me. For the times, O Lord, many, many times that I have disobeyed the voice of the Holy Spirit. When you have unctioned and urged me to do something, and for whatever reason, I didn't do it exactly the way you wanted. And we remember the story of Saul, that he, you know, you told him to do something, he did part of it, and he thought he did it. And Lord, I pray, Lord, that you will forgive. I pray, Lord, that you will forgive. And not only that, take this propensity for sin from my heart in the name of Jesus. You know, and sometimes, Lord, everything that we have done, relish the truth, lied about the things, and so forth. I pray, Lord, that you will forgive me. And take this away from me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lekabo shatarabasandi. Lekraba suntoriba shiriki tarabasundi. Lekrebo suntariba kuria labashinda kanturi masin. Lekrebo sandakuri bashitari nabakari. Makori anda sila bakahuri tashinda kampuri. Lekrebo si tariba shida kahuri masandi. Mara kundi shinta riba seira bakuria bashinda. Ah, Lord God Almighty, I thank you and I praise your name. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Oh, Lord God Almighty, you are kind, you are gracious, you are good. Thank you for the forgiveness of sins. Thank you, Lord, for taking away the sin nature from me. Thank you for branding my tongue with the fire from the altar, so that my tongue is not corrupt and does not have a world of evil in itself. Thank you for branding my eyes, O Lord, with eyes all in the name of Jesus. Thank you for branding my heart with eyes, with the word of God, circumcising my heart in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for the forgiveness of sins. Lord, as we stand today, even the sin of neglecting to pray for one another, it's a great sin. Lord, I pray that you help us in the name of Jesus. Lekerebo shantarabase kendema kuria la bakuria basin. Marakondo shikenderi masanda bakuria bakun. Ah, la bashine bakaria la basenda rabakuria. Eh, sabori kashenda bakaria ba. Erika sanda bakuri abasinda kauri bashinde kente ria bashini. Eri basinda bakauri abasina. Eri kambari kashiri bakauri abashinda kanturi abashini. Bashikere bosotori bashinda kanturi amakara. Lekra bosotori bashinda bakauri. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen. Now the Lord grant everyone mercy according to his good kindness in Jesus' name. Even the prayerlessness, that's a great sin. Many times we don't pray as we should, And sometimes we don't even pray for others. There are folks that only pray for themselves. They pray for their spouse. Only pray for their children, and that's it. What about the rest of the body of Christ? Do you spend time in praying for others? Samuel said in 1 Samuel chapter 12 and verse 23, he said, "As for me, be it far from me that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you." So, when we stop to pray for one another, it is a sin. So many people don't know that. God did not call you only to pray for yourself, for your spouse, your children only. Paul said, "I wish that you raise up holy hands and pray for all men, especially the household of faith." So that's a sin as well. And the Lord is calling us to prayer praying for one another, not just yourself. And we're going to do a little bit of that right now. Praise the Lord. Someone's mic is open. Sister Mary, your mic is open. All right. So I want us to do that right now. You're going to pray for someone else. Not just yourself. Not your children. Not your husband or your wife. You're going to pray for someone else. And who are the people that I want you to pray for? Well, just take a look. The people that are right here. You know, because we're coming in agreement with them for what it is that they are going to be believing God for. So I want you to look at the person to your left, to your right, to your behind you, on top, behind, wherever you are. Just look at people around you. Take like 3 or 4 names and pray for them specifically. The Holy Spirit may even bring something to your mind. Just pray for them. Let's take time to pray for one another. We'll come to praying for ourselves in just a bit. But first, let's pray for one another. So I want you to release your mind. And go ahead, look around you and pray. You begin to pray for the people that are here. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Reka sobora katashin dele makuria balakun. Libras kun tariba shiri kitara bahul kasan. Krabos kunduria laboshi duri kisamba kuri kantela bakuri. Le krabos sun tariba shiri kasanda. Le krabos se teteri bashiri kipari kasan. E labori kasanda kantoria. Le krabos shantari basiri katari bashiri. Lord, I pray for the people that are here in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, for these people that are here. I see, Lord, to my right, I see Josh, I see my Lady Ebel. I see below me, I see Pearl, I see Olunife, I see Veronica. I see Santan, Lord, and Titi Lyle, and Grace. I pray for all these ones. I see Duke here, Lord, and Brother Bosse, Brother James. I pray for them. The things that are uppermost in their hearts, oh Lord, that you will stand with them and do it for them. I pray for Lola. I pray for Julia. In the name of Jesus, I pray for Patrick and Michelle and Victor and Charles. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that you release your goodness upon Alexis, upon Elisha, and upon Maggie, upon Raphael and Renita and Gift. Lord, I pray for Hephzibah, and I pray for Baraka, and I pray for Godwin and Mary and Rebia. And I pray for all the people in the audience, Lord, that you will release your good kindness to them. I stand with them in prayer. Whatever it is that Choice is asking for, and Flora is asking, and Osase is asking, what Jane and Curtis are praying for, what Janelle and Shoma and Greg and Jane are believing God for, I believe I stand with them. Princess and Kolapo and Nkechi and Joseph and Eyitayo and Tola, whatever they are believing God for, Lord, I stand with them in prayer in the name of Jesus, that you will look kindly upon them in the name of Jesus. And the Lord grant each one of them an answer of peace in the name of Jesus. An answer of peace, Lord, in the name of Jesus. An answer of peace, Lord, in the name of Jesus. An answer of peace, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now, therefore, O Lord, I thank you. And I praise your glorious name on behalf of all these your children whose needs we present before you today. And as they pray and release your word in prayer, I join my faith with theirs. And you said, Lord, if any two of you shall agree, and as I agree with them today, Father, let your goodness pass before them. And give an answer of peace, Lord, for whatever it is that they are believing you for. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Amen and amen. All right. Now we are ready. Yes. And I tell you what, you know, make no apologies for your faith. you know, stand in the word of God. You know, that's what God is looking for. And I want to challenge you that God is our God of miracles. Do you believe? The key word as you go into, this prayer session right now is believe. That's the key word. What is believe? Well, believing is faith with action. If you have faith, then show me your works. Those two things together constitute belief. So you can't just say you have faith and you don't do anything about it. You know, if you have faith, then show me your works to prove it. Praise the Lord. So that's believing. And you must believe. Matthew 21 and 22. All things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Believe it. You must believe. Now, Mark 9, you know, and 23 will tell you that, look, we already know that there is nothing impossible with God. We know that. But this scripture, you know, goes beyond that. Not exactly talking about God now. It's talking about you. Mark 9:23. You know, it's not talking about God now. It's talking about you. If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Now, we know that all things are possible to God. In fact, Jesus said there shall nothing be impossible to God. We know that. But I'm not talking about that now. I'm talking about you. You, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. That's right. You know, so let's show God some faith here. Believe, you know, God for what he said. You know, believe. You know, believe and believe. I can't emphasize it enough. Don't pray one thing and do a different thing. If you pray, then act the prayer. It's kind of like you're praying that, you know, God should heal you. Then get up from the bed. That's it. That's how you believe. Praise the Lord. You know, if you're praying, you know, to get married this year, then start preparing this coming year. Start learning how to be a good wife or a better wife if you're going to be married again. A good husband, a better husband. You know, start preparing. You're praying for the arrival of new babies in your family. Start preparing for that. If you're praying for whatever, act the part. You know, that's believing. Put your faith into action. You know, and show that you have some faith. Praise the Lord. So, but we've already had people here that are believing with you. The last prayer session, we called people out to pray with you and to believe with you. And here's what Jesus said in Matthew 18 and 19. He said, look, again, I say that unto you, that if two of you shall agree. Now, these words, we quote it all the time. But we don't actually believe that it is going to be exactly as he said. You know, I pray and that people will actually believe the scriptures. You know, praise God. Hallelujah. So this scripture says, if two of you shall agree. Hallelujah. Concerning anything that they shall ask, shall be done. Now, you are praying, and be sure that you are praying the word of God. Nobody should be praying something that's contrary to the word of God. We already settled that one, okay? Now, if you're praying the word of God here, and your brother and your sister already agreed with you, then it's done. It's a done deal, according to this scripture. You know, so that's what we're going to do now. Now, this is your turn now to pray for whatever it is that you are believing God for. Remember, people have already agreed with you because you are praying according to the word of God. Now, don't pray anything that's not according to the word of God. That's not going anywhere. as long as you are praying according to the word of God, and your brother and your sister have already prayed with you in the last session and agreed with you, then this scripture guarantees it. It guarantees it. Praise the Lord. It guarantees it. So, because Jesus said, "For where two or three of you are gathered in my name, whether physically or virtually, there I am in the midst." That makes it, you know, even more secure. And a threefold cord cannot be quickly broken. That's you, that's me, and that's the Lord. Because I've agreed with, I actually went through the entire room. I've called out everybody's names. You know, so I've already agreed with you in prayer. That makes two of us. Now, when Jesus is in the midst, that makes three. Now, threefold cord, you can't break that thing apart easily. So, this is the time for us to pray. Remember, prophetic prayers and prophetic release. You take the word of God. Now, let's give an example. Now, let's say sickness or disease or affliction or something like that. That's what we're praying for. Well, you take the scriptures and you'll find a lot of it in the script that I'll be sending you. But for today, I'll just give you one. In Exodus 15 and 26, the Lord said, "I'm the Lord that healeth thee." Okay? And here's another one. 1 Peter 2 and 24 says, "By whose stripes you're already healed." So, you take these scriptures and you use these scriptures to pray. That's prophetic prayer. And then you can turn around. You can actually lay hands on yourself and do a release. But the Bible says, you know, if you lay hands on the sick shall recover. That's right. You lay hands on yourself, lay hands on your kids, lay hands on your spouse, maybe whatever. You know, and believe God, you know, and then release the word of God. Remember, the angels are waiting for you to release. Now, that's your sickness. There may be other things. Maybe you're praying for an open door or something. Well, find the scripture that says, "I have set before you an open door." Find it. And then use it, pray for it, and say, "Lord, because you have said this, I believe you." And then release it. After you have prayed for it, then declare it. You know, that's what the Lord actually said. He said, "Look, you've got to declare it in order for you to be justified." Praying about it is good, but praying and declaring it is better. You know, so you pray about it, upon the word of God, that's good. But then you declare it. That's even better. According to Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 26, he says, "Put me in remembrance." Now that's bringing the word of God, you know, what he said, bring it and remind him, "Lord, you said this." Okay. And then let us plead together. You argue your case. Say, "Lord, you said this thing." So you argue it. That's it. Then you go forward into declaring. You say, "Declare it. Declare it. Declare thou." You know, thou should declare. You declare it that you may be justified. That's right. Your argument, you know, will now be sealed with an amen from the Lord because you have declared the word of God. You are believing it. You are reminding him of it and you are declaring. So that's what we're going to do now. Now, in this case, it's personalized. You know, everyone's needs are different from the others. So, you know, I may not know what you're praying for. You may not know what I'm praying for. But I've agreed with you all because you're going to pray according to the word of God. So I have confidence that you are doing the right thing. And I've already agreed with you. So all you got to do is now pray it. Pray the scriptures and then release those things. Praise God. Declare it. You know, declare it. Now, there are mountains before you. There are some things that have seemed insurmountable or unattainable. Well, after you've prayed about it, then you declare that the Lord said he will make a way in the wilderness. So you can declare the word of God, you know, say, "Well, let there be a way." You know, let is a powerful word when you are declaring. That's how God declared everything into being in the beginning. Let the waters be gathered together in one place, and let the dry land appear. That's how he declared it. You know, and Moses was shown that thing, how the Lord did it. He was shown it. Because Moses wrote all those things and he wasn't there. So the Lord showed him. And so when he came to the Red Sea, the Lord reminded him, you've seen this before. Let the waters be gathered together in one place and let the dry land appear. You've seen it before. So why are you standing here crying to me? Do it. Praise the Lord. So let is powerful. When you want to declare, you begin to say, let this mountain be removed and let it be cast yonder. You know, let there be a way made in front of me. Let the doors be opened. And you begin to declare. So now we are going to pray. Let's go into prayers. Everybody, begin to declare. Begin to use the scriptures to declare for yourself. Le kabo shatarabaso dia karibaso. Erebo siterebo shikanderia la bose. Lianda kahuli basanda kuhuli bashi. Eria basanda kuhuli bashi. Tereba sekenderi baku. Le krebo santa rabo shiri kampuri ala sanda. Riba tori kashira basuri. Riba tori akabahanda seri kantiri. Le krebo shiri basuri. E la kuriba senda bakuri ya baha. E riba senda kuri ya bashinda bakuri. Le kahuri basanda kuntari ya bashinda. Mishida kuri ya basa. Le krebos. Kauri ya basa. Kauri ya boshenda ya boseti kantaba. Eri ya basanda kahuri bashinda. Iliki senda bakuri ya. Eri ya basanda ya bashinda. Kauta sima kuri ya bashinda kanteri bashinda bakama. Lekuri handa sibaru kandeshi kenderi mahuri kasama. Father, I thank you. I thank you for the things that I'm believing you for. You know that. Eri kisanda ba kauri alama. Eri abasanda ba kauri ale kinta basile. Ah, la kuri ba kika haiwa kika haru basinda kahuri abasanda. Eri kibasaya shiri ba kauri abasanda. Di krabo sanda kauri abasinda kahiri masanda ba kuri. The crabos and teri bashinda kakuri baseri kashinda bakauri ala bashinda. Eri basanda bakuri abasinda bakuri. Eri masanda bakauri abashinda. Le krabosenda bakuri abashinda katuri abashinda. Le kere baseri kashinda bakuri abasanda bakauri. E matori kashinda bakauri masanda. La bros katanda kiri masunda. Father, I thank you. I praise your name. I give you glory. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, because you've promised that we will emerge. And I am going to emerge. My children will emerge. My grandchildren, every one of them, my wife, my children, all my people that are here on this platform, the people here, my church, all the people that you have given me to be responsible for, they will emerge. You promised it, Lord. Hallelujah. And it is never too late with you. And I am believing you, Lord, for it. Glory to God. Yes, peto baros, 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 ate na kubari na sheka rebasin. Le bras katoli kashinda bakulia. Eri basanda bakulia bashita karibasin. Le kro sida barakunda shinta ramakulia. Eri amosanda kulima shinte rimaka. Kamosia, kamosia, baruta, shiriba kabi. Le sobia, rakunda, shiriba kawia. Eluba seika, imashinda raku. Aile kirima sanda bakuya na kantoria. Mara kunde, shirima kuya, baseri makanda, sita, ubashi. Eri makanda, siba, tori, kashira, bakawia, basinda. Le brace katori bashiri kintaba, katori ya masanda likaboria. E rabosanda bakawi mashinta li makawi. Irabosha te makuri ya basanda kantoria. La krubo sanda rira. Oh Lord, God, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. Ah, rakote shekerebo sundori makahala.
Kariba Sonia Karabashinda Kanturia Bashida Bakan Erika Sanda Bakaria Bashi Erika Sida Bakari Bashinda Bakuria Masanda Lepre Bosan Tari Bashinda. I thank you, Father. Lord, the things that we are believing you for, Lord, I thank you. I know this is the hour that you have chosen to release it. Hallelujah. Ah, Likanda Bashiria. Lekrebo seteri mashinda bakaria. Ile abasanda bakuria bashiteri bakuria masanda. Labros kintari bashiri kenda basuri. Praise God Almighty. I thank you. I give you glory, Lord. I am here, Lord. We are here. We are here. We are here. We are here. Ah, reketobo shitara basuri. Lekrebo seteri makanda bashuri abashi. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Reke sinda makahuri bashinde makuru. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus. Eri makauri abasine makuru. Eri kisanda bakauri abashinda bakauri abakauri kasinda. Eri kante basori kasheri makahuri masinde. Riba sondia pariba shinda makuru. Going to take you all the way. Everything that he promised. And some of you already taking some steps forward in the emerge that he promised, you know, but you wonder, is this the farthest that I can go? And this is it? No, he's going to take you all the way. Hallelujah. Let's believe it. He brought us this far this year. He'll take us all the way through the end of this year. We're going through next year as well by the grace of God. Let's just keep believing God, you know. Look, the Lord, we call him author and finisher. I like to call him finisher and author because he's already finished it before he even started. So I know that he's finished this thing that he, you know, put me in the path for. You know, I'm going on the path, but he's already finished it. So he's finished it for you already before he even started. And just believe God. It's going to be an amazing year for us ahead. You know, this whole year, it took many sermons, many encouragings, many nudgings and different things to get people to position themselves to really emerge. But I think we've done that now. So now we are ready. Praise God Almighty. It's beautiful. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being here today. Today's room has not been so much of teaching, preaching and all of that. A little here, a little there. But it's been more of praying, you know, and us just doing it together corporately. Now, tomorrow, by the grace of God, this was day four of our convocation, or this is day four of our convocation. Tomorrow, day five, and the last day of this convocation week, I will be sending, after this lesson today or this room today, I will be sending you a write-up that I prepared just for you. Hallelujah. And it's titled, Stop the Enemies That Will Not Follow You to 2024. The Lord gave me a dozen or more of them. I called them out. I gave the antidotes to each one. And I gave reference scriptures, tons of them. So I set it up like a table and it will bless you. And I prepared it just for you. I'll be sending it. Only way you can get it, cannot get it any other way. I'm not going to send it to individuals. I'm putting it on our WhatsApp platform. If you want it, you're going to have to get on that platform. How do you get on? Well, first you got to have the WhatsApp app on your phone. When you send me whatever number it is that you're using for your WhatsApp, and I'll add you on, that's the only way you're going to get it. How do you send it to me? Well, there is no back channel chat anymore on this app, but you can use the voice chat. You can use the voice chat on this app and give me your number and I'll add it in there. Now, some of you are already there. So a lot of people, I have close to 50 people that's already there. So most people are already there. So you don't need to do that again. If you are able to see the announcements and things like that I will be posting, so you're already there. If you are not there, then
and you want this, you don't need to send me anything if you don't need this. But if you want it, then send it to me. I'll add it because that's the only way you're going to get it. And I'm going to send it today. And after I add any more new persons, I will send it again because you may not be able to see previous postings. This is going to be important, and I spent quite a bit of time putting it together just for you. And I believe it's going to bless you. And I will be dealing with some of it tomorrow. I'm not going to deal with all of it because it's just way too much. But I will deal with some of it tomorrow. But you will have this as your personal reference throughout the year to know that these are the things that you've already left behind. That's it. You know, I'm not taking these baggages, you know, to 2024. So if any of those things raise up their ugly heads again, you smash it down. That's right. Because you already left it behind. So I'll be dealing with that tomorrow. And we encourage everybody, you know, whatever you do, by the grace of God, be here tomorrow. Now, tomorrow's room is going to be the last for this platform for this year. That's it. You know, and then the next one will be January 2nd. Please take note of that. There will be no room on January 1st. You know, because that 5 a.m. is too close to the time that we will finish our crossover service at the church. You know, which sometimes I'm there till 2:30 and whatever. Before I get home, maybe 3 o'clock. I can't do a 5 o'clock room. So, there will be no room January the 1st, but we will be back on January the 2nd. And you'll be excited to come for that January the 2nd. Usually, those who go to the church, our church here, and I usually try to release some word, but people are looking for it, right? I don't know why people are always looking for something at the new year, but people are looking. So, well, we try to oblige. Jesus said, for their sakes, I sanctify myself. So I'm doing that also for the sakes of the people. Put myself into prayer, put myself into waiting on the Lord, and so on. So I'll have a word. Hallelujah. That's right. So you'll be here to hear it. And, you know, I want to wish everybody a happy end of year. Whatever it is you do at the end of year, do it. The Bible says, whatever you do, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks unto God and the Father by Him. Whatever you do, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, don't get crazy with anything out there, but, you know, praise the Lord and enjoy the Lord. Now, that's my portion for today. I'm not closing the room yet because as my manner is, I must leave the room open for anyone who wants to speak or give any reactions and share and so on and so forth. So we're going to do that. You know, I've got time today. I'm not going anywhere. You know, so we have time. So if you would like to share something, a testimony, you know, prayer, a declaration, whatever the Lord puts in your heart, now is your turn to do that. So I yield my mic. Praise the Lord.